Today's daf is my katan daf tes vav. We are holding on the bottom of daf yud dalet and beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Mendy and Hindi Yudin Lezecher Nishmas Rabbi Mendel Levine, Mendy's grandfather of Menachem Mendel Ben Yechiel Michal Halevi Alav Shalom, the Neshama Shtev and Aliyah. And we thank Mendy and Hindi very much for the sponsorship. Today's daf has one topic where we do. There's a very simple structure to the daf. We go through 13 different halachos of avelos, and each one we discuss very briefly. Does a menuda and a mitzora have that same halacha? Because in a certain level, a menuda and a mitzora also observe hilchos avelos. They observe avelos for themselves, so to speak. That they have to act like an avel. But the question is, how much do they have to act like an avel? So it begins with two lines from the bottom in Yudal and Beis and goes all the way to the end of Tezvav and Beis, where we go through the halacha of Tisporas and Atifas Harosh and Sheila Shalom and Talmud Torah and Tfilin and etc. etc. Tichbosas, all the different halachos of an Avel, 13 different halachos, where we discuss the status of a Menuda and a Mitzora as well. But before we get to that, we stopped a little short yesterday. We were up to Mitzora Mahu Sheyanet Saratu Beregel, about four lines before the lines get wide, on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. So let's finish up that small piece first. Mitzora Mahu Sheyanet Saratu Beregel. If a person has Tzaras, should he observe the halachos of the tzaras even on Yantif? Because again, as we said, when a person has tzaras, he observes a form of avelos. So just like Yantif cancels avelos, maybe Yantif should cancel at least the anhados of a mitzora. Amar Abaye says Tashema will bring a raya. Vanazir haMitzora haOla mitumasal taharas. So our Mishnah said that they're allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. No, it sounds like it's only when he's Ola mitumasal taharas. But while he's still being made to Masa, while he's still a Mitzora, he has to be Noeg Avelus and not get a haircut. And says Gemara, Lomi by you kamar, Lomi by you be made to muscle the low noig, aval taroso nigzar shema yisha karbonosav. It's not, you don't even need to tell me be made to muscle that he doesn't have to be noig his tsaras, the halachas of tsaras during the Yom Tov, but the taroso, you might think that we should be gozer that he shouldn't get the haircut of his tara because that's going to trigger the chiyuv of the karbonos, and he may delay and not bring the karbonos because, once he's Megaleach, he has to bring the carbon. He may delay and not bring the carbonos until Yom Tov HaAchron, and then he's going to bring it then, and you're not allowed to bring the carbonos in Yom Tov HaAchron. Kamash Mlon, therefore, it tells me we don't have to make any such gezera. Amar Rava, Rava says, I'll bring a different raya. Tashma, Vatsarua, L'Rabbos Kohen Gadol, V'Kohen Gadol, D'Kol HaShana, Karega, L'Kuli Almadami. The halach is, a Kohen Gadol, the whole rest of the year, has the same status of everyone else on Regel, meaning every day is Yantif. When you're the Kohen Gadol, Ditznan Kohen Gadol makriv onin veino ochel, because the Mishnah tells us that a Kohen Gadol is makriv as an onin, even though he doesn't eat the korbanos, he's makriv as an onin. Shemamina noig tzarato beregel. So we see that he still is noig tzaraas on Yom Tov, because every day is a Yom Tov, and a Kohen Gadol can be noig tzaraas. Shemamina, that's a raya that one is noig the din of tzaraas by on Yom Tov as well. Because a Kohen Gadol every day is like a Yom Tov. The Achronim raised the question, the Karanor, the Maritz Chayis, according to Tosos, who holds that the mitzvah of Simcha Beregel is only Midrabanan, the Tosos on top of Yudalad and Beza we discussed yesterday, I think, that mentions the mitzvah of Simcha Beregel is only Midrabanan. How could the Simcha Beregel, which is only Midrabanan, be doch the Bekum Vaasei, the Los Asei Doraisa of Lo Yavol Tochamachana, meaning the Yisra of Mitzora? The Gemara, this whole question over here is, should the regel be docha tzaras? Presumably, in what way is regel going to be docha tzaras? It's simchas yom tov, it's going to be docha tzaras. But simchas yom tov is only derabanan, the halachas of mitzora, daraisa. Maritz Chiyus answers that this tos l'shitasam, that an asei shal rabim, even if it's only derabanan, would be docha an asei shal Torah. The asei shal rabim, the asei of simchas regel, in achinami, is only derabanan, but it's an asei shal rabim. And therefore, might be have the power to be docha in asei shel Torah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel, Perek Zayin Alachavav, Kohen Gadol is chayiv b'kol dine avelos, but he's not allowed to be korea b'gad of l'malo l'gadol pera. The Minchas Chinuch asks the question, the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol is dino korega l'kol olam. Every day is like a yantif, and there's no avelos on regal at all. So why is it that the Kohen Gadol has dinim of avelos ever, shouldn't we say that the Kohen Gadol never has Avelus, because the Gemara says that it's like a regel? The Emek Bracha in Aninus Va'Avelus, in the section on Aninus Va'Avelus, explains that according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol is Dino Karegel, that means Midoraisa. But Midrabanan were Machmir, that even he has to observe some Dine Avelus, like the rest of the Jewish people. And when the Rambam says Chayv B'Kol Dine Avelus, what the Rambam means is that he's Chayv B'Dine Avelus on a Drabanan level. But what is this concept that every day is like a regel? Why is every day a yantif for the Kohen Gadol? What makes it like a yantif? In the Sefer Nefesh HaRav on page Shin Yud Dalid, in the section on Parshas Re'eh, that's I guess our Dafyomi coincidence, in the section on Parshas Re'eh, Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Salvechik the following. Pasuk says, V'samachta l'fnei Hashem elkecha, atu b'incha u'bitecha. So he explains that the yisod of the mechayev of simcha is a person being in a matzav of l'fnei Hashem, a person finding himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Mem Beis tells us that Amar Rav Papa ein atzivus l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenemar hod v'hador l'fanav v'oz v'chedva b'mekomo, that there's rejoicing b'mekomo when you're in the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Gemara, and that's what our Gemara is telling us, that a Kohen Gadol Kol Hashanah is Karegel L'Kol Yalmadami, because the definition of Simcha is being L'fnei Hashem. Most of us go to be L'fnei Hashem on the Regalim. We have that heightened sense of L'fnei Hashem on the Regalim. The Kohen Gadol has that sense of L'fnei Hashem all year round. He said that's what the Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Klei Migdash, that Tifarto Kvodo Shei Yoshev B'Migdash Kol Hayom. The Tiferes and the Kavod of the Kohen Gadol is that he stays in the Migdash all day. Meaning the Yisod of the Mechayiv of Simcha is being in a Matzav of L'fnei Hashem, and therefore in Sholosh Regalim we are all in the Azara and we're L'fnei Hashem. That's what causes the Chiyuv Simcha, and the Kohen Gadol has that all year round. He's always in the Beis Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, there's a discussion in the Achronim whether there's a chi of simcha or not. The Gemara Moed Katan, Chavdal and Beis, we'll see later, says that we all like Rabbi Gamliel, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim are kiragalin. So Yom Kippurim, you understand there's a simcha of Mechila Savonos, so a person goes back to being in a matzav l'fnei Hashem. That's a level of simcha. And maybe the same is true of Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is a zikaron. The zikaron kasi, it's kilifnim dami. The Gemara is an expression of Rosh Hashanah. That since Tkiyah Shofar is a zikaron, so it's kilifnim dami. It's like we're lifnai v'lifnim, which means it's the ultimate lifnei Hashem. So these are the days that are lifnei Hashem. Memela, there's going to be a chi of simcha. There's an element of simcha in Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. So it all connects to that heightened sense of lifnei Hashem. That's why it's always like a regel for the Kohen Gadol. Now the Gemara moves on two lines from the bottom of Yudal and Beis to going through halachos of the Avel one by one, 13 different halachos that we're going to have, and the brief discussion whether they apply to a menuda and to a mitzora. Avel aser b'tisparis. So halacha number one is an avel is not allowed to get a haircut. From the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu says to the Bnei Aaron when their brothers died that they should not grow their hair long, meaning that they can still get haircuts, that implies that every other avel is not allowed to get a haircut, that they were an exception to the rule. Menudin umetzara in mayim b'tisparis. What about someone who's in nidoy, or someone has Saras, are they allowed to get haircuts? Tashmel, bring a raya. Menudin mutzara nasurin l'saper l'chabes. Menuda shemes bezin soklin asaron. So first halach is menuda and mutzarayin are not allowed to get haircuts. It says explicitly that they may not get a haircut. We happen to mention as well that when a menuda dies, bezin soklin asaron, the bezin stones their coffin. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo she'amidol of galavanim ki galo shalachan ele bezin sholchan menichan even gedola alarono. It's not that we pile stones on top of the aron, that we really stone it with a whole bunch of stones. No, we take one large stone and we put it on top of the aron. That's a symbol that they are a menuda. L'lamdecha, and this teaches us, shekala misnada umeis b'niduyo, that anyone who is misnada, anyone who's put into a nidoy, and he dies in that nidoy, Bezdin soklin es arono, Bezdin is going to stone his aron. That's the halacha of someone who dies b'niduyo. What's the yisod of that halacha? Why? What's the meaning of that? What's the meaning of putting a stone on somebody's aron? The Rambam writes in the seventh parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Dalid, V'imeis b'nidoy, based in Shulchan Aminich and Evan Alarono, Kilomar, Shein Rogmino Solifishu, Muvdal Minatzibur, that he is separate from the Tzibur. Part of being in Nidoy is being excommunicated, being removed from the Tzibur, and this is symbolic of that removal from the Tzibur. That's what the Emek Bracha writes, that we can be mdayik from the Rambam, that the din of Sulkanes Arono is part of the Nidoy to show that he is at a distance from the Tzibur. That generally the halach is when someone is in Nidoy, you're not even allowed to go within his Dalet Amos. Obviously, that's not doable once he's dead. We have to bury him, so we're going to have to go within his Dalet Amos. So the way we express that Richuk is not going to be by physically being Marchik ourselves. The way we express that Richuk is by putting the stone, by separating him, by doing something different for the Menuda than we do for everybody else. However, in Maseches Smachos, Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph, it says that Sheikh Bezin takes the Evan Nosna Larono to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Skila. So it sounds like it's not about showing a sense of Richuk, it's actually a fulfillment of Mises Beis Din, meaning that Menuda dies, and he died without us killing him, but we show that really this is a person who should have been Chayiv Mises Beis Din, so it's sort of a Mises Beis Din that we do after the Misa. Generally speaking, part of the Mises Beis Din is not just the fact that the person is going to die, it's the embarrassment suffered through the death, through being killed by Beis Din. So the Menuda doesn't get the first half of Mises Beis Din, the idea that he's killed by a Beis Din, but he still has to suffer the embarrassment of a Mises Beis Din. That's what it sounds like. Mordechai says that a Menuda has a din of Haruge Beis Din, that we're not Misabel on him, the Mordechai says. Why would he have a din of Haruge Beis Din that we're not Misabel on? He wasn't killed by Beis Din. No, but maybe he does have that partial kiyum of Haruge Beis Din, and therefore we're not going to even be misabel on him. So that's the second possibility of what the idea is of putting the stone on his aron. The Ritva just says this to be mevazahim, because he was mezalzel benidoy chachamim. So we're going to be we're mevazahim. That it's just an extra attempt to try to be mevazah the fellow. The Ritva quotes from the Gaonim that when someone dies beniduyo, there's no avelus and there's no kriya for the menuda, but we're omid b'shura because of the shura where we're menachim the avelim. That's a din of kavod achayim. There are very rare instances. We know by hilchos avelus, every halach and avelus, you have to analyze: is this kavod amesim or is it kavod achayim? Because some of the things we do for an avel, the Gemara discusses explicitly by hesped. Hesped the yakrid the shichvi or yakrid the chayim. Is the hesped the purpose of a hesped to honor the deceased or to honor the avelim? And that would depend on, I mean, the nafkamina would be what the emphasis of one's remarks should be. Should the emphasis of one's remarks be in how in a way that would that the family would find the most honor, or in the way that the person himself would find the most honorable? So that's an explicit discussion in the Gemara. But the undercurrent of all of Hilchos Avelos is to try to figure out what's Kavod HaChayim and what's Kavod HaMeisim. There are very few test cases to figure out, to dissect whether something is Kavod HaChayim or Kavod HaMeisim. But a Menuda might be that exact test case. You may have a case where the Menuda, there's no Kavod HaMeisim for someone who dies beniduyo, but they're still going to be Kavod HaChayim. And in the reverse, if the Avelim themselves are beniduy, so then there may not be any sense of Kavod HaChayim, but there will still be a sense of Kavod HaMeisim. The Gemara goes on now to the second halacha in Hilchos Avelos. Avel chayiv batifas harosh. An avel is obligated to wrap his head in some sort of cloth, in a turban or whatever. Mitakam le'rachmani li'yecheskel. From the fact that the pasuk says, Hashem says to Yecheskel, v'lo sa'atal safam, mechal dekuli alma mechayvi, that you don't have to do an atifas harosh. The implication is that even though Hashem is telling Yecheskel, I want you to act like an avel, and he's telling him to behave like an avel, but don't do Atifas HaRosh. The implication is that normally an Avel would do Atifas HaRosh. Menuda ma'u ba'atifas HaRosh. What about a Menuda? Does a Menuda do Atifas HaRosh? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, Vein mis'atvin v'yoshvin k'menudin, u'kavelim atri yirachma aleim min ha'shamayim. That they sit after the 13 ta'anios that the Gemara discusses, Masechus Tainus, for lack of rain, they sit like a Menuda and like an Avel until the mirachma aleim min ha'shamayim. Amle abaye dilma Menuda l'shamayim shiny, t'chamir. No, you can't bring a rain from there that a menuda requires a tifas harosh, because maybe that's different. A menuda Shemayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts one in Nidui, maybe that's stricter. And that's why they have to have Ativas HaRosh. Mitzaru Ma'u Bativas, so we don't know one way or the other by a Menuda. Mitzaru Ma'u Bativas HaRosh. What about a Mitzara? Does a Mitzara have to do Ativas HaRosh? Tashma Aval Safam Yateh, Mechal Shechai, Bativas HaRosh. It says explicitly in the Pasuk, sounds like a Mitzara is obligated in Ativas HaRosh. Shmamina. So that is in fact true, that a Mitzara is obligated in Ativas HaRosh. The third halacha in Hilchos Avelos, Avel asur laniach tefillin. An Avel is not allowed to put on tefillin. Midekamele Rachman Eliyacheskel, Pe'ercha chavush alecha. The Gemara is going to discuss this in much greater detail in a couple of dapim, that the Pasuk says, Hashem says to Yecheskel, Pe'ercha chavush alecha, that you should put on your pe'er, you should put on your tefillin, mechal dekuli alma asur. The implication is that even though I want you to behave like an Avel, Hashem has to specifically instruct him to put on tefillin. The implication is no other Avel would put on tefillin. Every other Avel is asur to put on tefillin. Menuda ma'u betefillin. What about a menuda? Does he put on tefillin? The Gemara says we don't know. Mitzara ma'ut b'tfillin. Does a mitzara put on tefillin? Tashma v'atzarua l'rabos kohen gadol begadav yuperum shuyu mekorayim, that he has to have torn clothing. V'roshi yeperua ein perua el gidol seir divrei blazer, that roshi yeperua means that he has to grow his hair. Doesn't get a haircut. Rabbi Kiva omer nemra havaya b'rosh v'nemra havaya b'beged. Rabbi Kiva says no. It says yihiyu by the rosh, and it says begadav yuperumim by the begadim. So we connect what he does with his begadim with what he does with his head. Ma havaya amur bebeged davar shechutz migufo, just like havaya that it says by a beged is something external to his physical body. Af havaya brosh davar shechutz migufo, can't be talking about his hair. His hair is part of his body. So when it says havaya by his rosh, it has to be something that's external to his head. My lava tefillin? Isn't that telling us, therefore, that the Mitzara doesn't wear tefillin? Amar Papa lo, akum suvasudra. Maybe it's talking about the talis he wears over his head, the hat he wears on his head. That's what it's talking about. It's not talking about tefillin at all, so we have no raya whether or not a Mitzara wears tefillin. The Tosei Rosh asked the question that we say over here, the Avil's not allowed to put on tefillin because Hashem specifically instructed Yecheskel that he should put on tefillin. Now the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Tafir Aleph, tells us that an Avil is chayv b'kol mitzvos ha'amuras b'torah chutz min ha'tefillin. An Avil is chayv in every mitzvah in the Torah with the exception of tefillin. Why? It doesn't quote the Pasuk in Yecheskel. It just says, because tefillin are referred to in general as a pe'er, and ein pe'er b'makom efer, that an avel is be'efer karno, he's bitzaro, he's miskol ba'afar, he has ashes on his head, and it's not appropriate for someone to be wearing the glorious splendor, the pe'er of tefillin, when he's be'efer, that they are opposites of each other. Why not from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, or why does our Gemara learn from the Pasuk in Yecheskel if pe'er and efer is good enough? So the Rishonim essentially say that the real limud is from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, that pe'er and efer is a play on words to tell us that it's not appropriate, but for the avil to wear tefillin, or maybe it's just to tell us that the limud is the real limud is from Yecheskel when it says pe'er tachas efer. That's to tell us that an avil is chayiv b'kol mitzvos haTorah. That the reason that he's patur from tefillin is dafka the pe'er efer issue, but it's not because of any p'tur mi mitzvos. He's really chayiv in kol mitzvos amuras p'torah. So maybe the real emphasis of the Gemara in Brachos is that it says avil chayiv b'kol mitzvos amuras p'torah chutz min ha'tfilin. The emphasis is not the chutz min ha'tfilin. That we know from the pasuk in Yecheskel. The emphasis is that he's chayiv in all the rest of the mitzvos. The real kasha that a lot of the Rishonim deal with, the Ritva and others, is that if we learn that an avil is asur wear tefillin from the pasuk in Yecheskel, so an avil should be asur wear tefillin all 7 days of Avelus, and that's not the halacha. We're going to see later on, Daf Chafalev, the Gemara is going to say that an avil is not allowed to wear tefillin on day one of Avelus, day two if there's Panim Chadashos, but day one essentially is the Isra of an avil to wear tefillin. So the Ritva suggests that it's not mistaver that an avil should be porik ol shamayim for 7 days. Just can't be that we're going to tell him to not have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of his tefillin for 7 days. The avil is also b'talmud Torah for 7 days because that brings a level of simcha. Tefillin is not a mitzvah of simcha, it's a mitzvah, so it doesn't make sense that the Ritva is just not mistaver that it could apply for 7 days. Fourth halacha, aval asur b'sheila shalom. An aval is not allowed to engage in sheila shalom. In greetings, the kamalei rachmani l'cheskel hanikdom, because the Hashem says to Yecheskel that he's supposed to be silent. So we see that that's one of the halachos of an aval. And the major kasha all the Rishonim ask is, when do we know when to use Yecheskel as a model of what avelus is, and when do we know to use Yecheskel as an exception to avelus? We just said by tefillin that Yecheskel was told to put on tefillin. We said by Tifas HaRosh that Yecheskel was told lo sata al safam, don't do a Tifas HaRosh. And we learned from Yecheskel that he must be the exception, but every other avel is supposed to do that. Yet when it comes to Sheila Shalom, Yecheskel is told don't do Sheila Shalom. And we learned from Yecheskel that an avel doesn't do Sheila Shalom. We're using him as a model all of a sudden, not as the exception. The Rishonim all ask this kasha. The Tulsi HaRosh suggests that it's not mistaver that Yecheskel is machmir more than other avelim. So whatever Yecheskel is told to be makel, we say because Hashem had to be makel for him, that implies that for everyone else is aser. But whatever is a chumrah, that's going to be a model for other avelim. The Ravid suggests that it's just the mashmos of the pasuk to equate him with regard to Sheila Shalom and Talmud Torah. Because Hanuk Dom, Avil Mason Lotasa sounds like that Ba'aniko Ubidamama, you are like other Avelim, but Avil Mason Lotasa, but otherwise you're not really an Avel, meaning that the Pasuk explicitly is saying that these are halachos of Avelus that you're actually supposed to observe. The Ran has quotes from Yesh Mefarshim, a very Mechudishtika approach to the whole thing, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yecheskel not to be Misabel at all, and the Pasuk is really telling him Hanik Dom is something that other Avelim do. Hashem is not telling him to be silent. Hashem is telling him, do Sheila Shalom, learn Torah. He's just describing the halachos of Avelus that other people would observe, but not that Yecheskel is actually supposed to observe that kind of Avelus. A very big chiddush, not the pasha reading of the Gemara at all. Menuda ma'u b'sheila shalom. What about someone who's been nidui? Does he do Sheila Shalom? Amar of Yosef Toshima will bring a raya. Ubisheila Shalom Shem Ben Adam Lechavero, Kibene Adam and Nezufan Lamakom. That a person doesn't engage in Sheila Shalom like someone who's Nezufan Lamakom, someone who's in Nidu from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amle Abaye Dilma Menudu Lashmaim Shaini Dechamer. You can't prove from there because that's someone who's Menudu Lashmaim. Maybe that's more serious. Mitzorema Ubisheila Shalom. What about someone who has Saras? Is he allowed to be engaged in Sheila Shalom? Toshima Valsaf Miatushu Yusuf Sosav Medubakos Zubazu. That his lips should be connected to each other, sheyehei kimenudo ka avel, that the mitzvah should be like a menuda and an avel va'asur b'sheila shalom, and he therefore doesn't do sheila shalom. Shema mina, you see that a mitzvah can't do sheila shalom. Frankly, more of this, shema mina the menuda, you also see that a menuda can't do sheila shalom from there. So shouldn't that be a good raya for a menuda? Amar Rav Acha bar Pinchas, Fred Rav Yosef, mikatani she'asur. Does it say that he's asur? Sheyehei kimenudo ka avel katani b'miliach nasa. Maybe it's telling us that he should be like a menuda and avel with regard to other things, but with regard to sheila shalom, maybe it's nothing like a menuda. Va'asunami b'sheila shalom, and it happens to be the mitzvah on top of being like a menuda with regard to many other things, and being like an avel with regard to many other things, also has an iser of sheila shalom. Fifth halacha, avel asur b'divrei Torah. An avel is not allowed to learn Torah. Midkam rachmani l'cheskel dom, Hashem says to Yecheskel to be silent. Menuda ma'a b'divrei Torah. What about a menuda? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, menuda shonu v'shonu lo, niskar v'niskar lo. A menuda can learn and we can teach him, and he can be hired out for work or hire others to work for him. Muchram, but someone who's in a cherim, lo shonu v'lo shonu lo niskar v'lo niskar lo, is much more severe. Avel shonu hu la'atzmo shlo yafzikas limudo. But he could learn privately just to keep his learning going. We make for him a small store to just keep him with a basic basic level of parnasa. For example, we let him sell water in the area of Aravos, which is a place that apparently doesn't have much water, which is ironic because it's called Aravos, and Aravos are Arvei Nachal, they're Gedele Nachal Mayim. So Shema Minah, but bottom line is that you see from there, our shaila was whether a menuda is allowed to learn Torah. So we said shana v'shana lo. So you see that a menuda is allowed to learn Torah. Mitzom rabbi divrei Torah. What about a mitzora? Tashma v'adatum v'nechul v'nev v'necha yoma shermadul v'nechem elkechu b'chorev. Malahal, we have to let our children know and our grandchildren know about the experience of our Sinai. Malahal and be'emo b'yiro b'retus b'zeya. Just like the experience of our Sinai, we were trembling and we were terrified. Mikan amru azavin v'amitzora and ubalei nidos mutarin likros b'tora b'nevim uksuvim l'shanus medrash b'shas v'alachz v'agados. People who have a tuma that doesn't take away their sense of trepidation, it doesn't take away their sense of yira, ema, reta, zeya, the entire experience of Talmud Torah, are all chayiv in Talmud Torah, as opposed to ubalei keri anasurin. Someone who's balkeri is asur b'Talmud Torah, because balkeri comes from a sense of being in a more lighter mood, without a sense of retas and zeya. So balkeri is asur b'Talmud Torah. Shema mina. Bottom line is, though, it says that a mitzora is chayiv in Talmud Torah. So even though an avel is asur b'Talmud Torah, a mitzora is chayiv in Talmud Torah, a menuda is chayiv in Talmud Torah. Now this iser of divrei Torah, the Maril writes in Tshuva Sim Reish Aleph, that even though Rov Rabbi Seinu hold that hiru lav kedibur dami, that generally speaking, hiru is lav kedibur dami with regard to many other halachos, when you just have something in mind, you just think of something, it doesn't count as speech when it comes to Kriya Shema, Birch Samazon, all other sorts of halachos, but the halach of Talmud Torah by an avil is not a din in speaking Torah. It's a din in Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev, that the words of Torah cause us a sense of simcha, and it's Mesam Chilev. The sense of simcha is on the inside, it's not on the outside. If a person sits and reads Torah all day and doesn't understand the word of what he's reading, there's no simcha. The whole simcha is in the hearer. So Mela the Maril says that this is going to, even if you hold hear a lav kedibur dami, the Isra of Talmud Torah would be hear her as well. Now the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Aleph tells us that an avil is chayiv b'kol mitzvos hamuros b'Torah chutz min ha'tefillin. All the Rishonim asked the question, what about Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah, it says in the Torah. So an avil is pater from that, apparently he's not allowed to learn Torah. How come that doesn't make the list of exceptions? Rashi says that in Brachos we're talking about by other mitzvahs that don't involve simcha. Meaning we're saying midin mitzvos, he's chayiv in all mitzvos, except for tefillin. Talmud Torah is not an issue of a mitzvah. The reason that he's part from Talmud Torah is because of a din simcha, it's a different yesod of the din, which is against the Chiddush of Salvechik. Rav Salvechik seems to understand that the Avel being pater from Tefillin is not a din in a patur from mitzvah, so it's a din in Cheftza Shel Tefillin, that he's mufka from having a pe'er. So it's a din in Cheftza Shel Tefillin, it's not a din in mitzvahs Tefillin per se. But to be that as it may, other Rishonim suggest, the Ritva and others, that when the Gemara doesn't say he's pater from Talmud Torah, it's because he's not pater from Talmud Torah. He still has to read Kriyash Mashachros V'Arvis. The Gemara Menachel says, V'Gisba Yom V'Laila, how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in morning and night? By reading Kriyash Mashachros V'Arvis. The Avil is still chayiv in that. Now notice none of the Rishonim say that the Avil is still chayiv in Talmud Torah by learning Dvarim HaRayim, learning Eov and Hilchos Avelus, and all the other sad things that an Avil typically is allowed to learn. So that's a major discussion in the Achronim. Do we assume that an Avel has no chiyuv of Talmud Torah, and it's just that he's allowed to learn Dvarim HaRayim if he wants to learn something? It's a heter that he's allowed to, but not a chiyuv? And that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in Elichu Shlomo, that the ikur kiyum of Avelus is to be sitting in silent contemplation over the loss of the Karov. That's the ikur kiyum of Avelus. Elamai, a person can't hold himself back, and he needs to learn, and he feels like he needs it, so he can learn Dvarim HaRayim. But that's not the kiyum of Avelus, and he has no mitzvah to learn. Or maybe no, maybe he has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah like any other Jew, it's just that he's more limited in what he's allowed to learn with his mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a major discussion in the Achronim. Next halacha, halacha number 6, Aval asur b'tichboses, Aval can't do laundry, d'chseve yishlach yov t'ka, v'yikach nisham yishach chacham, v'yamar le'y sabli nav livshina b'gdiya evel, v'al tasuch yishem, v'yisak yishaze yam rabim, misabel es almeis, menudim mitzoran mayim b'tichboses. What about someone who has nidoy or tzoras? Tashma, says explicitly they're not allowed to do laundry either. Avel chayiv b'kriya. Halacha number 7. Avel has to do kriya. He has to tear his clothing. The kamal rachman al b'nei Aaron lo sifromu, because Hashem specifically tells the b'nei Aaron not to tear the clothing. Mechal d'kliyam l'mechayiv. Sounds like that's an exception, but normal avelim do have to tear their clothing. Menuda ma'al b'kriya. What about a menuda? Does he tear his clothing? Take where the Gemara leaves that unresolved, whether a menuda has to tear his clothing or not. The Rishonim raised the question, why doesn't the Gemara answer from the story of Rabbi Elezer and Bamatziah Dafan and Tess? The story of Tanisha Lachnoi, where Rabbi Elezer is put into a nidoy at the end of the Gemara and says that he was koreas begadav, that he tore his clothing. So don't you see from there that a menuda tears his clothing? So the Rishonim suggest, Tosfos is going to discuss this on Tesvav and Beis, and the Tosfos Rid, the Rishonim suggest that he took that as his own personal chumrah. He was no tsari yaseira for himself, but maybe in a chinami he has no chiyuv necessarily of kriya. Well, how could you say such a thing? Because it says that he also was bach of yashav al gabe karka. A menuda doesn't have to do that. An avel is yashav al gabe karka. That's not a din of a menuda. So you see, he took on extra chumras of avelus beyond what the nidoy required him. Tosfos also says that Reb Lazar himself maybe wasn't sure about this din. Maybe he himself was besafek, and that's why he decided to go l'chumra, because he wasn't sure what the halacha really was. The Ramban suggests that he wasn't a menuda, he was a muhram, and a cherim is more severe than a nidui. And in a chinami, a muhram has to be korea begadav, but a menuda doesn't have to be korea begadav. Mitzara ma'u b'kriya, what about a mitzara? Tashma begadav yupurumim, shiyu mekorayin, shma mina, it says begadav yupurum, we assume that means sheyuhu mekorayin. It's interesting when we describe what it means to have torn clothing, to tear the clothing, it's sheyuhu mekorayin. They should be in a state of being torn. There's two dinim in kriya. There's a din of doing a maisa kriya, of actually tearing, but then there's another din of kriya, sheyuhu mekorayin, that to be in begadim kruin. The halacha is that an avil during shiva, if he changes his clothing, he has a new chi of kriya on the new clothing that he puts on. He already did the mitzvah's kriya, why does he have to do kriya again? He has to do kriya again because he's supposed to be wearing begadim mekorayin. He's supposed to be wearing torn clothing. That relates very much to what we mentioned yesterday from Ramesha, the name of Rabbi Chil Michal Tukachinsky, about the kriya on Erev Shabbos by the Makom HaMikdash after Chatzos. That the whole idea is, Ramesha points out from Rabbi Chil Michal Tukachinsky, that when you tear the clothing so late in the day, the sadness from that tear continues later on. Why does it continue later on? It's a Maisa Kriya. No, it's not just a Maisa Kriya. It's you, Karuin, that it should be in a state of being Karua. Avil chayiv b'kfiya samita, halacha number 8, and Avil observes kfiya samita, he turns his bed upside down. Tani bar kapara, tumus tiyukni nesati b'avonoseim, hafachtia. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us this tzelem elokim, and we have turned it upside down, and therefore, kafumi to say an aleha. We have a din of turning the beds upside down. Menudo mitzara mahin b'kfiya samita. What about a menudo mitzara? Do they do kfiya samita? Take where the Gemara leaves it unresolved. The Gevura Sari in Tainus Dav Lamed, Shagzari says, I don't understand. The whole concept is that there's no more Tzelem Elokim. The Tzelem Elokim is gone. That's true when someone dies. They lose the old Tzelem Elokim. So that's why you would do Kfiyas Amita. What in the world does that have to do with Menudah Mitzara? Menudah Mitzara is still alive. They still have a Tzelem Elokim. The whole Svara doesn't work by Menudah Mitzara. So the Gevura Sari suggests that the Gemara is no suffix by Menudah Mitzara whether the Chayiv and Kfiyas Amita midin Ave. The suffix is, are they chayiv in kviyas hamita midin tsar? Meaning the avil doesn't do it as a din of tsar, the avil does it as a din of tselem elukim. Maybe a menuda and a mitzora have to express tsar though, and one of their ways of expressing tsar would be to not sleep on a comfortable bed. But it has nothing to do with the normal din of kviyas hamita that you would have by an avil. Be big nafkaminas. The halach of kviyas hamita is in the whole base ha'avil. It's not just a din on the avil himself. The whole base ha'avil, every mita in the bayis has to be turned upside down, whether the avil's sleeping on it or not. But if it's a din in tsar, it would only be a din in the person himself who's experiencing it. As the Chassam Sofer, I think, suggests that we're mekayim kfiyas hamita nowadays, but it also says it doesn't make sense for us to do kfiyas hamita because our beds are different. But the way we're mekayim is by covering mirrors, because that's the tselem elokim, that we ignore the tselem elokim, we don't look at the tselem elokim, and that's why we cover all the mirrors in the house, because of the element of tselem elokim. Avil aser b'asiyas melacha. The avil doesn't do melacha. Halacha number 9. D'chsiv afachti chagechem l'avil. Ma chag aser b'melacha. Af avil aser b'melacha. Malacha, since we have a comparison between Chag and Avelus, so just like Chag there's an Isra Malacha, Avelus also Isra B'Malacha. Menuda Ma'ar B'Asiyas Malacha, what about a Menuda and Asiyas Malacha? Amr Rav Yosef Tashmak, Shamra Asra B'Asiyas Malacha, Lo Amr El B'Yom Av B'Layla Mutter, it's only Asra B'Asiyas Malacha during the daytime and not during the nighttime. V'chein Atam Motzer B'Menuda B'Avel, and the same is true by Menuda and Avel. My Lava Kulu is not going on the whole statement that a Menuda also has a din of Isra Malacha. Lo Ashara, maybe that's going on the rest of the Alachos. Tashma, Menuda Shonu V'Shonu Lo, Niskar V'Niskar and Lo. We said on Amr Aleph that a Menuda, we hire him out and he could hire workers. So Shema Mina, you see that a Menuda can do Malacha. Mitzara Ma'abas, he has Malacha. What about someone as Saras? Can he do Malacha? Take, we leave that unresolved. Halacha number 10, Aval Asa B'Ruchitza, an Aval is not allowed to bathe. Dechsiv Al Tesochi Shemen, Ruchitza B'Chal Sicha, because it says not to anoint with oil, and Ruchitza and Sicha are associated with each other. So bathing and anointing are together. Menuda Ma'u B'Ruchitza, what about someone who's benido? Is he allowed to bathe? Amar Yosef Tashmak, Shomar Asa B'Ruchitza, Lo Amar El Kol Gufo, Aval Panavel Devrag of Mutter. When it says that he can't do Ruchitza, that's only to do wash his whole body. But to wash his hands, face, and feet, that's Mutter. V'chein Atamotzei, B'menudo Ba'avel. My lava kulu, isn't that going on the whole thing, on all the dinim of Rechitza? Answers the Gemara, lo, Ashara, maybe it's going on the other dinim. Mitzaru Ma'u B'Rechitza, what about someone as Saras, can he bathe? Take who the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Halacha number 11. Avel aser benilas a sandal, and Avel is not allowed to wear leather shoes. From the fact that Hashem has to tell Yecheskel to put on his shoes, mechal dekuli al ma'aser, the implication is every other Avel cannot wear shoes. Menuda ma'u benilas a sandal. What about someone who's benidoy? Can he wear leather shoes? Amrav Yosef Tashmak, Shamru aser benilas a sandal, Amra ela bi'ir. Avel bederech mutter. The aser benilas a sandal is only when you're in town, but when you're traveling, you're on the road, you're allowed to wear shoes because you have no option. Haketzad, Yetzel Derech Noel, when you go out to the road, you should put on your shoes. Nichnas Le'ir Choletz, as soon as you get back into town, you should take off your shoes. V'chein Atamotzei, B'menuda Ba'avel. And the same is true by Menuda and Avel. My Lava Kulu, isn't this going on all the Alachos? And Sigmar Lo, Asha'ara. No, maybe it's not a riot to Menuda, maybe it's going on the other Alachos. Mitzora Ma'u B'nilas Sandal, what about a Mitzora? Does a Mitzvah wear leather shoes? Take with the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Now, in the subsequent halachas that we're going to discuss, we're going to bring rayas about a menuda from Klal Yisrael when they were in the Midbar. The Klal Yisrael in the Midbar were menudim, and therefore we're going to learn certain halachas of a menuda from Klal Yisrael when they are in the Midbar. So the Kabbar Nisan will ask the Kasha, well, Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, the Pasuk says, V'nalcha lo balsa me'al raglecha, that their shoes didn't get worn out. So why doesn't the Gemara use that as a raya, that someone who's a menuda is allowed to wear leather shoes from Klal Yisrael in the Midbar? So he points out the simple teretz, that we just said the halacha, that even when someone who has an issur nil sandal is bederech, is allowed to wear nil sandal, and they're in the Midbar, they were bederech the whole time, they were traveling from point A to point B. So therefore, you can't bring any rayas from them in terms of the Yisrael sandal. Halacha number 12, Avel Asur B'Tash Shamita, and Avel is not allowed to engage in marital relations. Dechsev V'Yinachim David is Ba'Sheva Ishto V'Yavoila, that only after the Nechama, only after David was Menachim, Ba'Sheva, his wife, was he able to be Boel her. Mechal De'Beikara Asur, the implication is that prior to that it was Asur. Menuda Ma'u B'Tash Shamita. What about a Menuda in Tash Shamita? Is he allowed to have Tash Shamita? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, Kol Sam Shalom Shayusol B'Midbar Menuda Na'i, that the entire time Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, we were menudin, but yet they still did Tash B'Shamita. No, maybe they were allowed to have Tash B'Shamita because they were only menudin l'shamayim, and maybe that's more lenient than a regular nidoy. Says more Kail v'amr chamir. We said twice on Amud Aleph that a menudin l'shamayim is worse, that it's more severe, and you can't bring any rayos because of that. How can you say it's more kal? And Gemara sfuke misafkele zil hacha kamat kile v'zil hacha kamat kile. We're not sure which is more chamir. We just know that they're not the same. So you can't bring a raya either way when it comes to menuda l'shamayim, because it could be that it's more severe, it could be that it's less severe. Mitzora ma'a b'tash v'shamita. What about a mitzora? Can he have tash v'shamita? Tashma d'tanya v'yeshe m'chutz la'alo she'i k'menuda ka'avel v'asu b'tash v'shamita. He's like a menuda and an avel, he's not allowed to have tash v'shamita. V'yin alo ala ishto. Chutz la'alo means away from his wife. Shenemar lechem olam shvulechem la'alechem. Shema mina, so you see that he's not allowed to have tash v'shamita. I've nifshon nami l'menuda, so we should use that as a source for for Menuda not being allowed to have Tashramita also. Amr Avinu Berei the Rav Pinchas Mishmei the Rav Yosef Mikatani She Aser. Does it say She Aser? She Yehake Menuda Kavel B'Mili Akronaisa. It means that he should be like a Menuda Navel with regard to other things. V'Aser Namid V'Tashram Shamita. He also happens to have an Iser of Tashram Shamita. The Rishonim asked the question: how could the Gemara think that a Menuda is allowed to have Tashram Shamita? The halach is you have to be Marchik Dalan Amos from a Menuda. So it's impossible for him to have Tashram Shamita. So the Ritva suggests that Dalet Amos is for other people. But Bnei Beis are allowed to be Miskari Vilav. The Ravid says Ishto Kegufav. Now, the community between the Ritva and the Ravid is that according to the Ravid, it's only a din in Ishto, it's not a din in the rest of the family. According to the Ritva, it sounds like a din in his whole family. Let's do this one last halacha, 13th halacha in Hilchas Avelus. Aval Eino Mishalei Karbonosav. An Aval does not send Karbonos. Titan Rabashimino Mishlam Bizman Shu Shalim Velo Bizman Shu Onen. Shlamim is only when he is shalem, when he is complete, not when he is an onen, not when he is a partial person. Menuda ma'u sheyishlach karbonosav. What about a menuda? Can he send his karbonos? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma kolosim shanim shay Yisrael b'midbar menudin hayu v'shalchu karbonosayin. We were menudin throughout our entire travels in the midbar, yet we still send karbonos. Amar le'avai v'dil menuda v'shmayim shiny de kail. Maybe menuda v'shmayim is different because it's more lenient. Kail v'amrit chamra. We said it's more strict. No, we're not sure if it's more kal or more chamer, so therefore we can reject any raya in either direction when it comes to menudah. We're going to have to stop there. We'll start with the mitzvah, ma'ashish, the karbonos of Hashem tomorrow. A good nechaydish to everybody.